Good morning. It's December 16th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report discusses General Motors' plans to support digital car keys and Apple Wallet, along with Toyota's similar preparations. According to 9to5Mac, General Motors has confirmed its intention to integrate this feature, which allows drivers to store a digital version of their car keys on their iPhones. This follows Apple's announcement from a year ago, where they listed General Motors as one of several automakers set to embrace this technology. While no specific launch date has been provided, recent updates in back-end coding suggest that a rollout could be imminent. General Motors, which also owns brands like Chevrolet, Buick, and Cadillac, has yet to detail which models will support this feature. Interestingly, the company is also attempting to ease the transition away from Apple CarPlay in its vehicles by introducing an Apple Music app within its own infotainment systems. This move could indicate a strategic effort to maintain a connection with Apple users despite some unpopular decisions.
This commentary focuses on the importance of timely financial data in market analysis. Data shared by CNBC highlights that real-time market information is crucial for investors, as delays in data can impact trading decisions. Current market data is often delayed by at least 15 minutes, which can be significant when quick actions are needed. Understanding this delay helps investors gauge the timing of their trades and make more informed decisions. In a fast-paced market environment, having access to real-time information can be a game-changer for traders looking to capitalize on market movements. This report focuses on recent market movements related to healthcare and real estate stocks, as well as an update on Monroe Capital Corporation's dividend distribution. In its latest coverage, Investing.com India reported that a healthcare stock surged by 4% following a significant acquisition of shares by domestic institutional investors. Meanwhile, a real estate stock also experienced a boost after it secured a residential project in Bengaluru, which has the potential to generate revenue of 550 crore rupees. In another notable development, small cap stocks rose by 8% after receiving an order valued at 269 crore rupees from Northwestern Railway. On a broader economic front, data from the Purchasing Managers Index indicates a slowdown in growth momentum, influenced by ongoing tariffs from the United States. Turning to Monroe Capital Corporation, the company has declared a fourth quarter distribution of 18 cents per share for the year 2025, reflecting a robust dividend yield of 15.02%. This highlights Monroe Capital's strong history of consistent dividend payments over the past 14 years. The distribution will be payable at the end of December 2025, to shareholders on record by December 23rd of that year, with an option for reinvestment in additional shares. Monroe Capital also mentioned that it expects to finalize an asset sale and merger in early 2026, which could reshape its asset portfolio significantly. The company primarily focuses on investing in secured debt and, to a lesser extent, equity investments in middle market companies.
This report covers the equity offering by Kodiak Sciences, a developer of eye treatments. TradingView, Track All Markets, recently noted that shares of Kodiak Sciences fell by 4.4% in after-hours trading, bringing the stock price down to $22, as the company plans to raise funds through a 6 million share offering. The Palo Alto-based biotech firm has seen a recent decline, with its stock dropping for the fifth consecutive session, closing at $23.02, which is a 3.3% decrease. However, it's worth mentioning that Kodiak Sciences shares have skyrocketed over 6 times in value over the past 6 months, highlighting significant volatility and investor interest. With about 53 million shares currently outstanding, the company boasts a market capitalization of approximately $1.2 billion. Analysts are generally optimistic about the stock, with 5 out of 8 recommending it as a strong buy or buy, while 2 suggest holding, and 1 analyst advises selling. The median price target stands at $24, slightly above the current trading price, indicating some potential for recovery.
This report covers Ready Capital Corporation's recent dividend announcements and market reaction. Stock Titan's latest research indicates that Ready Capital has declared a quarterly cash dividend of 1 cent per share for both its common stock and operating partnership units. This dividend is set to be paid at the end of January next year to shareholders recorded by the end of December. Additionally, the company announced dividends for its preferred stock, including approximately 39 cents per share for Series C and about 41 cents per share for Series E, with different payment dates in January. The management emphasized that this move is part of their strategy to bolster the company's balance sheet and maintain financial flexibility, aiming for a recovery in profitability. However, the market response has been less than favorable, with Ready Capital's stock price falling by over 8%, which has resulted in a loss of about $34 million from its market valuation. Currently, the stock is trading at around $2.14. This drop reflects investor concerns, perhaps about the sustainability of the company's dividend amidst its financial outlook.
This report discusses the delayed sale of preferred shares by Beyond Spring Incorporated. Stock Titan analysis shows that Beyond Spring has announced a postponement of a significant share sale involving 8,333,637 Series A1 preferred shares of Seed Therapeutics. Originally set to close by December of 2025, these transactions are now anticipated to be completed in the first half of 2026. The company is looking to raise approximately $35.4 million at a price of $4.25 per share. This share sale includes purchases from three investment firms: Winningview Investment Limited, Fulltech Corporate Development Limited, and Macville Investment Limited. Each has committed to buying specific portions of the total shares.
Beyond Spring has acknowledged the potential for further delays and has highlighted various risks tied to the transaction. These include challenges in meeting the conditions necessary to finalize the sale, possible business disruptions during the process, and broader economic factors such as geopolitical instability and fluctuations in interest rates. The company's update emphasizes the uncertainties that could affect the timing and success of these closures.
Raising awareness among investors about the execution risks involved. Overall, this situation underscores the complexities companies can face in capital raising efforts, particularly in the current economic environment.
This report discusses the recent surge in Kyverna Therapeutics Inc. stock, following positive news regarding FDA designations and clinical trial results. A recent update from Stocks to Trade indicates that shares of Kyverna Therapeutics soared by over 26%, driven largely by investor optimism surrounding its advancements in the biotech sector. The company's recent financial disclosure highlights a mixed picture. While Kyverna recorded a net loss of approximately $36 million as of the third quarter, it also maintains a healthy cash reserve of around $341 million. This financial cushion could provide the company the stability it needs to navigate its significant research expenditures, which totaled over $30 million. Despite the hefty losses and ongoing concerns about cost management, evident in its negative return on equity, investor sentiment remains strong. The excitement is largely fueled by the company's ongoing clinical trials, particularly the promising KYV-101 program, which is believed to have the potential for offering long-term remission for patients with autoimmune diseases. Additionally, the announcement of an upcoming webcast to discuss advancements in the Phase 2 trial has further buoyed investor confidence. Analyst Michael Oltz has also raised his price target for the stock, adding to the positive momentum. As Kyverna Therapeutics moves forward, the anticipation surrounding its clinical results may well dictate the stock's trajectory in the coming months. Investors are keenly awaiting how these developments will unfold, reflecting both hope and a cautious approach typical of the biotech market. In summary, Kyverna Therapeutics is currently at a pivotal point, with its innovative research efforts and clinical trials generating significant interest. the market will be closely monitoring its progress, especially as further results are expected to shape its future and that of its stock. Stocks to Trade provides these insights as part of its ongoing coverage of dynamic market developments. This commentary focuses on OneWater Marine Inc. Annual Form 10-K report, detailing the company's financial performance and strategic initiatives. Trading View. Tracked All Markets analysis shows that OneWater Marine is actively working to enhance its market presence through acquisitions while navigating several economic and operational hurdles. In its report, the company emphasizes its efforts to reduce reliance on new boat sales by expanding its distribution, repair, and maintenance services. This diversification strategy aims to stabilize revenues in a fluctuating market. OneWater Marine is also eyeing consolidation opportunities within the fragmented recreational boat dealer sector, which may strengthen its competitive position. However, the company does face significant risks, including exposure to changing interest rates and foreign currency exchange rates. Rising interest rates could limit customer financing options and increase borrowing costs, potentially impacting sales. To counteract these risks, OneWater Marine employs interest rate swap agreements, although their effectiveness is not guaranteed. As the company moves forward, investors will be watching closely to see how these strategies play out in light of the broader economic landscape.
This report discusses the recent developments in the electric vehicle market, focusing on advancements in battery technology. In recent commentary, OpenPR.com noted that several companies are making significant strides in enhancing the efficiency and longevity of electric vehicle batteries. These advancements are crucial for addressing the limitations of current battery systems, which often include long charging times and limited range. As competition intensifies, manufacturers are investing heavily in research and development to create batteries that not only charge faster, but also last longer, which could greatly increase consumer adoption of electric vehicles. Meanwhile, the push for sustainable energy solutions continues to drive innovation in this sector. The implications of these technological improvements could reshape the electric vehicle landscape, making them more appealing to a broader audience.
This commentary focuses on Waste Management's recent financial developments and analyst outlook. Investing.com's latest research indicates that Oppenheimer has increased its price target for Waste Management to $263, reflecting confidence in the company's strong fundamentals. This target is quite close to the higher analyst estimate of $270, while the stock currently trades around $218, showcasing a potential upside for investors. The company's board has authorized a substantial $3 billion share repurchase program and announced a dividend increase of 14.5%, highlighting its commitment to returning value to shareholders. Notably, Waste Management has a long-standing history of raising dividends, marking its 22nd consecutive year of increases, which is very appealing to income-focused investors. Furthermore, for the upcoming fiscal year, Waste Management plans to use $2 billion of its projected $3.8 billion in free cash flow for shareholder returns. This represents a significant year-over-year increase in total capital return and emphasizes the company's robust cash flow generation, which stands at $2.4 billion over the last 12 months. Analysts from firms like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs have also expressed optimism, citing Waste Management's strong landfill network as a key competitive advantage. They expect continued improvements in free cash flow as sustainability projects are completed, enhancing the company's operational efficiency. However, it's important to note that despite these positive indicators, Waste Management's current price-to-earnings ratio sits at 34.38, which is relatively high compared to its peers. This suggests that while the stock has potential, investors should be mindful of its elevated valuation. In summary, Waste Management is positioning itself well for the future, with strong support from analysts and a clear strategy for returning value to shareholders.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.